Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
It's Claire, I'm here at South Post Corner. I just had Trinity Hall go past me, followed by Corpus Christi, followed by Walton, who are about a boat length away from Corpus. After Walton, we've got Keys. Keys are about two boats away from Walton in front of them. Behind Keys, we've got Christ, who are just coming past now, who are miles ahead of Queens, who are following them. As we come up to the corner, it looks like Walton and Corpus are possibly going to have a bump. Walton are gaining on Corpus as we speak. And now, I don't know, maybe someone at Grassy Corner can see whether Walton has indeed bumped Christ.
Yes, Claire. I can see Wolfson and Corpus are having a good little battle, actually. We've got Trinity Hall 2 out in front, probably two lengths ahead of Corpus. But there's probably a quarter of a length between Corpus and Wolfson now. Can you see anything back at first post?
Back at first post, we've got Gersten coming around now. Absolutely miles ahead of Maudlin, who I think are following behind. No, in fact, Maudlin aren't there. It's Pembroke, which implies to me that someone has bumped Maudlin. Someone has bumped Maudlin out of the race because we've got Pembroke coming up, followed by Cat. But no sign of either someone or Maudlin.
Claire, we're hand in the air here at Grassy Corner. Corpus have just been bumped by Walton, and the two crews need to pull into the side. Walton having to show some initiative and pick up some pace, so Keys 2 can avoid them. Keys 2 going very wide now. Forced wide by Walton. This looks like they're going to hit the bank or hit Corpus. They'll be very well not to. Oh, and it's looking bad. I've got to tell you, unless the Keys 2 cock pulls off an absolute miracle, they will clash blades now, which they have, and it's allowed Christ to close to about a quarter of a length on them. So Keys 2 trying now frantically with the boat straightened up to escape Christ 2, and that all happened because Boston didn't clear the river very well after bumping Corpus. Sorry, back to you, Claire.
Back to me at first corner, I've got Emmanuel just coming past now. They are very far behind first and third, but they're also very far ahead of Claire Hall. No sign of any bumping going along here. They're moving around easily without any competition from Claire Hall. Claire Hall are now coming past me as we speak, but there's no sign of either Newnham or Murray Edwards. I think they're either much further down the river or they have been bumped and are out of the competition. So I cannot see Newnham, Murray Edwards or St. Edmunds. Back to you, Ed.
Well, it's got to Ditton because our battle between Keys 2 and Christ 2 must be getting very exciting, Abby.
It is indeed. We've just had Trinity Hall row through particularly comfortably, avoiding chaos that is behind them as Keys are looking like they should be very, very scared right now. Christ are looking extremely strong. Maybe higher for boat legs. Even last time, the come up from Keys is looking luridly behind her as Christ really pulling. I'm going to follow them down as quickly as I can to find out exactly what happens. And then like a bump into Bamford Carroll and long range for Whistle to get on. It looks like Christ, so they can put in a final space, are going to catch up Keys. I very much hope they'll be able to do that because they are doing some sterling rowing today. Sterling work from both there, taking a very tight corner round.
There's chaos here. It looked as though first and third two were just about to bump Cats 2, and they just missed the back of the Cats boat and plowed straight into the Park boat of Corpus, who seems to be attracting everyone to hit them at the moment. Pembroke 3, incidentally, seems to have all stuck in the air for a while, so we're being closed down by Cats 2. Now, first and third two have finally pulled away from the bank again, and they're being pursued by Emma 3, who are looking very slow themselves, actually, because they should have been right down first and third throat there. But, oh, and there's going to be another crash here. This is getting ridiculous now. Claire Hall about to plough into, guess what, Corpus again. Even though somewhat surprised to see Wolfson on the inside of the corner, perhaps. But, well, it's just turned into a mess. It's turned into carnage. No boats behind that, so let's go up to you, Abby.
Thank you very much for that, Ed. Christ And he's also doing some extremely ambitious coxing and steering as they hit the long reach. They were playing very, very close to the bank. It looked like, from my vantage point, the Christ was going to get the bump on Caius second. Passing me now, we had Queens, Girton, Pembroke all looking like they were going to roll over relatively comfortably. Some Cats now going past me, not going to catch up with Pembroke anytime soon unless they put on a very, very strong start. Extremely soon. Behind that, Fast and Charge now coming through. Also looking strong, but no chance that they're going to get a bump. Behind them, Emmanuel starts looking quite comfortable now. No need to be scared from the boats behind them. They're putting a very good performance today. Right behind that, I believe we have Carhall Fast. Also looking strong, no boats at all. And right behind them, possibly as a result of the carnage that occurred up near US. Back to your graph, any more details on that?
Well, the details are fairly simple. Wilson bumped up on Corpus, then pulled to the inside of the corner, cleared very slowly, caught Keys all sorts of problems. Keys Cox actually did quite a good job of, well, only just clashing blades with Corpus. So they were then looking like they'd roll over ahead of Christ too. Then further down, we had more chaos as first and third two were just about to bump Cats two, got a bit overexcited, straightened up, smacked into Corpus a bit more fully, got away before Emma 3, who must have been very slow, and Emma 3 looked like they might get a row over despite not really doing anything, because Clarehall then managed to bump into the Corpus boat as well. Did anyone see what happened between Queens 2 and Girton 2? I was somewhat distracted by all the crashing.
Down towards me, between Ditton and Longreach, both Queens and Girton looked like they were likely to row over, both looking strong, but no chance for bump, I don't believe, although we will get that confirmed for you as soon as possible.
Abby, down here at first place, I can just confirm the bumps that have taken place between Morden and Selwyn. Selwyn bumped Morden, are currently rowing back with the foliage in their hair. Behind them, we have Newnham and Murray Edwards. Murray Edwards having bumped Newnham, and behind that, we have St. Edmunds and the sandwich boat. I'm not quite sure which college it is, but they're coming. All four of the boats are coming on now, which shows me that they have all been bumped.
Okay, so if we run down the whole division from the top, then Trinity Hall 2, we've forgotten about them, they're going to roll over easily enough. Wilson bumped up on Corpus, as we've referenced about 100 times, because of its consequences for the rest of the division. Keys 2 roll over, Christ 2 roll over, Queens 2 roll over, Girton 2 roll over, Sherwin 2 bumped up on Magdalen 2 early, Pembroke 3 roll over, Cats 2 roll over, Dustin 3rd 2 roll over, Emma 3 roll over, Clare Hall roll over, Murray Edwards 2 bumped up on Newnham 3 early, Sydney Sussex 2 bumped up on St. Edmunds first boat, but we will confirm those results with Abby in about 5 minutes.
Trinity Hall rode over. After that, we had Wolfson bumping up on Corpus Christi first. After that, both Key seconds and Cry seconds rode over, not the bump that we thought may have happened earlier in the course. After that, we had Queens and Girton both rowing over. After that, we had Magdalen seconds were bumped by Selwyn seconds. After that, we had a series of rowovers: Pembroke third, St. Cat seconds, first and third seconds, Emmanuel thirds, and Clare Hall first, all rowed over. Down at the bottom of the division, it was a bit messier. We had Murray Edwards second, bumping up on Newnham third. And right at the bottom of the division, the Sydney Sussex second boat, that was the sandwich boat, bummed up on St. Edmunds first.